they're going to pass away. They're not going to survive this. And so maybe they're trying to get a bucket to get the water out. Maybe they got some straws or some towels or anything like that, something to get this water out of the boat so that they don't sink, so that they don't die. So you could just feel the storm. Not only the storm that's going on around them, but the storm that's going on the inside of them as they realize that maybe, just maybe, this might be my last time here. So there are other boats with them, furious squall. The boat was already filling, so it's filling with water, and there's probably a lot of noise. It's probably rocking back and forth. Yet in the midst of all that stuff, we kind of lose track of Jesus. Like, what's Jesus doing? Catching some Z's, counting sheep. I don't know how Jesus sleeps, but he's sleeping. And I'll never forget this conversation I was having with my roommate where he just said, yeah, that's ultimate peace when in the midst of storms you are experiencing rest. Jesus who's sleeping. So great windstorm, but he was in the stern asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and they said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Now, I always wonder with this, what did the disciples, what do they think Jesus is going to do in this situation? Like, what do you think they're thinking of, you know, about Jesus? What are they thinking he's going to do? Anybody? Anything. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, help him get the water out of the boat. So people always say, well, they thought he was going to do a miracle, but just look here. They don't call him like Lord or Master or any of those things. What do they call him? They call him teacher. So at this point, they're just thinking he's somebody who's got maybe authority or someone who's good at speaking, a good public speaker, but they don't know necessarily, or they don't completely understand or believe who he is. And so they say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? The way it's written, it kind of sounds sarcastic. It's probably more like a wake up. So they say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And verse 39, and he awoke, and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And the reason why I'm reading this and talking about this is because this, I think, parallels exactly the passage that we just recited. The anxiousness of the disciples, the prayer and the petition, God, don't you care if we drown? That's a prayer. Well, they say teacher. They don't know that he's God, but that's still a prayer. It's a cry for help because they know that they are in a circumstances out of their control. They're troubled with cares that they have no ability or power to handle, and so they call out to the teacher. You ever feel like that, where you're in a situation where things are out of your control, where you're powerless to do things, and you call out to Jesus, and maybe it feels like, I don't know, maybe it feels like God's sleeping. Maybe it feels like God's not listening to you. Maybe you feel like God is away from you. I had a situation, I wanted to do some missionary work in Kansas City with a ministry. And so, I was raising support, and I got enough support in it, so I was able to kind of step out in faith and move down to Kansas City. And it was great for all of 2 months, and I was just having a great time. And then all of a sudden, the kind of the ministry funding dried up. And so that wouldn't have been too bad, but there were some other circumstances, like my car breaking down. It was going to cost like $2,000. And when you don't have money, when you barely have money to eat, a car not working is even worse. And then there's just some other circumstance. It was just a circumstance on top of circumstances. And I remember walking, like it was, I had to walk to the place I had to drive my car to the place to drop it off. And then I was walking back, and I just never felt so alone in my whole entire life. And I was just calling out, and that's how I felt. I'm like, God, where are you? What are you doing in this situation? And I'd like to tell you that things always just go the way that you want them to go. But unfortunately, that's not always the case, and I think that we all know that. But later on, probably actually 2 years later, somebody was praying for me. They were talking specifically about the situation, and they just said, I just want to let you know that God, even though you felt alone in this circumstance, God was holding you up. God was holding your hand. We've all got situations, circumstances, things that cause us anxiety, things that we're powerless to do, but God, as we said, as we talked about, is here, is present with us. And so, verse 38, he woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So again, you see that the peace of God. Verse 40, he said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? What I find interesting about this part is that before they were afraid, right? Before they were afraid of their circumstances, they were afraid of dying, they were afraid that they weren't going to survive this incident, and then they wake Jesus up and he does what Jesus does, and then all of a sudden now they're really, really afraid. It says they were filled with great fear, so they had even greater fear than they had of the storm. And this fear, the word that's used, it's called phobia or phobia. It's where we get our word phobia from. And it's actually more like this sense of awe. Like they see what Jesus does and they have a sense of awe, almost like going, whoa, I thought that Jesus was this way. I thought that Jesus was a teacher. I thought this is how Jesus worked. I thought this is what God was going to do. But instead, God did something completely different than I thought he could do. And so they're asking the question, who is this then that Jesus, who is this then that even the wind and the waves obey him? It actually kind of reminds me of Job 42, where Job is questioning, prior to that passage, Job is questioning God in the midst of all the circumstances that, you know, you've gotten a chance to read about. And he's just questioning God and going, God, you got the wrong guy. God, I don't deserve all these things. And then all of a sudden God speaks in the midst of it. And then he says, wow, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. In other words, I thought you were this way, or this is what I heard, or this is what I knew about you, but now my eyes have seen that this is how you really are, that even in the midst of difficulty, that you are walking with me. Like he says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He walks with me. He leads me. He guides me. So they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And again, hearkening back to the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. I like that part, surpasses all understanding. That means that against all understanding about how things are supposed to work, against all intellect about what God should do. Because oftentimes, I don't know about you, I like to tell God what he should do. Like, I'll pray a prayer, and I've got an idea in my mind about how it should go. And sometimes maybe God follows along with what I do, but most of the time he does what he wants to do or what he has planned to do already. And so there's peace when we let go of the seat of that roller coaster and we just go, okay, God. Who then is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? The peace that surpasses all understanding that guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus is available to us when we call out to him, when we trust in him, and when we believe in him. My friend Pete Beth over there, he said something really good. He said, the peace of God, we were talking about the passage, and he said, God doesn't promise to necessarily answer your prayers in this part or give you what you've asked for, but he promises what? Peace in the midst of it. Peace in the midst of a storm. I remember this little booklet of Christian sayings. Some of them, most of them to me were annoying, so I just like ripped them all out. But one of them that stuck out to me was that sometimes God calms the storm, but sometimes God calms the storm or lets the storm rage and calms the child. It's interesting that rather than him saying he gives us what we want, he actually gives us exactly what we need. And maybe what we need more than whatever we're asking for is to understand that God is with us. And more importantly, maybe what we need more than anything else is God to be with us. For God to hold our hand and to give us the peace so that when we walk through circumstances, we're able to have a sense of understanding and a peace and a tranquility because we know that God is with us. And folks, that's exactly what our world needs. That's exactly what our world needs. I'll never forget a time I was in college, and I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm just thinking of this story where I was walking to class, and this lady who was sitting at the desk, she was probably about a little bit older than me. She was probably like a senior in college, and she just said she was having a conversation with somebody, and she just saw me walking past, and I always smile or whatever, and she just stopped me, and she just said, "I want what you have." And I was like, what are you talking about? "Well, you always seem to just, you know, never be stressed." And part of that is because I didn't study all that much, but but for the most part, I mean, I would say that God has given me this sense of peace, even in the midst of difficulty, to understand and to be able to talk and to think and to believe and to trust that He is there. And like I said, folks, people see that when you are experiencing the Prince of Peace. People see that and people want that because, man, there's so many storms around us, especially in this day and age. So my prayer for each and every single one of us is that we would go forth with this sense of peace, knowing that God hears us, that he is trustworthy, that He does call out to us, and that He is near to us. So I'm just going to pray to close this. I just thank you all for being here this weekend, and then we're going to do a baptism. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love, your great mercy. We thank you for your peace. You are the Prince of Peace. You have overcome the world. You are light in our darkness. You turn our mourning into dancing and our weeping into laughing. You restore our soul. And for all of us, wherever we are, whatever we're experiencing, whatever we have experienced and what we will experience in the future, help us to call out to you, to cry out to you, because you are the Prince of Peace. Thank you for revealing more of yourself to us. Help us to trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.